Wikipedia.org is a massive site with over 5,275,000 articles in English alone.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Many people can tell you the accuracy of this knowledge, but Ben Graw...
This is the Ben voice.
And Garth Remington...
This is the Garth voice.
...are not even smart enough to determine what is true and what is not.
Yeah, they're kind of dumb.
If knowledge starts conversation, then they will review Wikipedia pages for their entertainment value and find which pages are boring...
That's boring. Leave me alone. Such a loser.
...and which are interesting.
That's so interesting. Wanna have sex?
They're doing one page at a time, and they're not stopping till they've done every single one.
They're going to do all of them?
This is the Wiki Review.
I think it was a foreskin joke.
They have different rules. Rules that society more or less lives by, not Wiki Review rules.
Stop denying the Holocaust, Garth.
I technically didn't.
Hello and welcome to Wiki Review. I'm Ben Graw.
I'm Garth Remington.
And this time on Wiki Review, we are doing... No, I can't. I can't do this. How could you, man?
How could I?
How could you? Who is this Mickey Flykick?
What?
Here I hear that you have been podcasting all over town.
You're treating me like I'm a podcast slut.
Well, you kind of are, aren't you?
I slipped up once, okay?
Is he a better podcaster than I am?
Do you really want to know the answer? Do you want me to tell you what the truth or what you want to hear here? Hey, that guy gets around a lot. You should see, he podcasts with everyone. I wouldn't be surprised if you're already on there. But yeah, have you not been with him yet?
No, I haven't. Because I'm pure. This means something to me. This is a monogamous podcast relationship.
We'll see what that turns... Wait, are you going to do a revenge podcast?
A revenge podcast.
You're going to... Well, if we both podcast with him, then it's kind of even.
Yeah.
And then we'll both have the same whatever STD you get from podcasting.
Well, I've actually got sound clips from the show.
Uh-oh. Did you get the one where I said, like, I'm leaving Ben forever? This is pure. This is the feeling I've been wanting to go through my whole life.
You might have said that off mic.
Yeah, that never happened. All right, I feel like I got ambushed here.
You did a little. Well, have you got your headphones there?
For once, we're going to hear something about me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up for that. What have you done?
All right, well, the first place that I wanted to start, apparently you made this a much more obscene episode.
I did. I kind of... Well, I feel with us, you know, it's like a marriage where it's, you know, wholesome, you know, a respect that a husband and husband would have. Whereas that was like a wild fling where I let all my fantasies loose and I could, you know, swear and just be free.
You can do all that on this podcast.
It's not the same.
Because they say with this warning comes at the start of the episode.
Hey guys, Mickey Flykick just checking in to let you guys know this episode is a little bit more... sweary than we usually do. And there's some slightly inappropriate content. It's fun, but just a warning, if you listen to this show in a car or around kids or whatever, maybe don't do that for these next couple.
First of all, no one's listening to this around kids.
And also, I just wanted to point out, that's not normally in front of their podcast.
No, they put that for me.
I went nuts. I mean... Like, with you, it's just, I don't want to go do that crazy stuff. I have to look you in the eyes the next day. With Mickey, I was just, let it free. Like, get the fantasy out there.
But it seems that they're warning for what is just a normal episode of Wiki Review. I mean, we say more things on here. I mean, I'll say, I'm probably more offensive than you.
I do want to, like, because our last episode, you used the N-word extensively.
Excessively, you might say.
Absolutely. Like, it was, and it was in context. I did want to actually, there was something that came up about that I realized, like, because you know, as white people, we're not supposed to ever say that. I will never say it. But you did it in context. You were quoting rappers and racists, and that's it. But are you aware of Patti Smith, the musician?
No.
Okay, she had a song. This was back in, like, the 70s, when, you know, people were making, you know, stick it to the man, power to the people, that sort of thing. She had a song where she'd say, like, Malcolm X was an N-word. N-word, N-word, N... She's not saying N-word, by the way. She's... Mm. Yeah. And I want to point out, Patti Smith is white. This girl is white as white can be. So she goes, Malcolm X was an N-word. N-word, 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 N-word. Jesus Christ was an N-word. N-word. And then she'd say, like, even people who are white, like, trying to take the power out of it. And, like, it's a political point. But at the same time, like, she says that way more than you ever did. And it was okay back then. She couldn't release that song now. She released that now. People were like, what's this white girl talking about? Get rid of it. So it's all context.
Well, that's the thing. You can have people and go, well, these people said it and they were more rough. And it's like, yeah, but I said it in 2017.
Ooh.
Beat that.
I think you're in trouble.
This is social justice warriors are crazy. If any of them listen to that, like, ever.
Ever.
Like, 10 years down the track, I can get complaints for that episode and they'll be like, I'm like, what?
I mean, if that's where we've come in, like, the last 40 years, imagine in 10 years' time what it's gonna be even more crazy. Like, oh my God, you said it, even in context, that word is banned. You're like Catcher in the Rye. But anyways, I managed to get off topic from my loose podcasting ways.
But yeah, they did blame you for the episode being very offensive.
Yeah, which I did very successfully.
Oh. They had
most offensive episode so far.
How's that offensive?
And if you, what I like about that, if you can hear in the background,
so come out. Remember, that's Wiki Reviews.
We're getting blamed. So what were we saying?
Oh, yeah, so what you can hear there when he, after he says most offensive episode ever, I think what I thought was the funniest part is you can just hear me in the background saying, what's offensive about that?
Well, that's after a joke you made. I think it was a foreskin joke.
Oh, yeah,
about
someone
needing a beanie.
Yes.
So they didn't look Jewish.
Well, this is what I've come to realize, that because when we do this, we don't consider it offensive because we're sitting here not believing it is offensive that we say things. I think one episode I was technically a Holocaust denier, but it was in context and we think that's okay. So, but then I went out to play with other people and it turns out they have different rules. Rules that society more or less lives by, not Wiki Review rules.
I don't know how many times in front of this microphone you want to say that at some point you are technically a Holocaust denier. Because I've already used that for a pull quote once.
We don't need that to repeat. Well, that's why.
They get to be in every episode from now on, and Garth being a Holocaust denier again.
See, that will be the pull quote right there. Again.
Again. Stop denying the Holocaust, Garth.
I technically didn't.
There we go. That's the one for this week.
All I want is an asterisk.
What else have we got on here? First of all, I want to sort of put you in check where you did say a joke on here that made me laugh, but I'm the only one because this obviously dies when you try and do it.
And he responded, I wiped the tape, dear, which is what I will be saying after we record this.
Because he like jerked off over it and had to wipe it down afterwards. Like, what was she saying?
Yeah, wiped the tape. Tremendous.
Yeah.
I love that. A Garth joke just followed by an awkward silence.
Okay, so we recorded for 2 hours. That was the one joke that didn't get a laugh because we were already reveling from something else. You've cut it together succinctly to make me... This is what we're doing now. We're going to review. Just, what about all the times I made them laugh? You gave me one, which was like just because I was offensive. I had them in stitches for like 2 hours.
Oh, you had some great jokes in that podcast, none of which I have saved here.
I see. This is my punishment.
I think one of the reasons why I got a little bitter is because I think it was Ariel, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. She said this. It's a short one, so I hope you can hear it.
Garth's podcast is great.
It is
Garth's podcast is great.
My podcast is great. What's Garth's the problem podcast. With that? You should be happy that you're associated with my podcast.
With
Ben.
Your podcast.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people do say, hey, Garth, your podcast is great. Ben's okay too. It's really good of you to, you know, help the less handy capable of the community.
I will give it to you though. You did shout out Wiki Review several times. And do you want to hear all the times
you put it
Wiki
all together?
Review, I put it all together.
Okay. Did you put just when I said it or when everyone else
when
said
everyone
it?
When everyone says it. It's just any mention to Wiki Review.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Garth Remington, and welcome to Wiki Review. Oh, shit, that's... Sorry, that's not yours, is it?
Love that he's getting the plug in early, though. That's really good.
Available on all good podcasting apps. Wiki Review. Wiki Review. You could say Wiki Review again.
I could say Wiki Review again.
Wiki Review. Wiki Review.
Wait. Do you really want your podcast associated with this?
This is all I want Wiki Review. Available on all good podcasting
I don't even want
apps.
My own. If you have any complaints about this particular episode, please direct them to Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
Found on all good podcasting apps.
That's right. Wiki Review by Ben and Garth. Wiki Review.
Sure.
Wiki Review. Wiki Review. Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
Wiki Review. Wiki Review. Wiki Review. Wiki Review.
Wiki Review. Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
Wiki Review. Yeah, that's me. That's me.
I know.
Wiki Review. Wiki Review. Wiki Review. I talked about it actually on one of my podcasts on Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
Wiki Review. I'm going to have to bring this up with Ben at the next Wiki Review. Wiki Review, was that right?
Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
I think we've milked that one for all it's worth.
Oh, I don't think we have. Wiki Review. Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
Wiki Review.
Wiki Review. Wait, we did that in reverse this time. Wiki Review.
Yeah. Wiki Review.
Yes. Wiki Review.
That's right.
Review.
Real.
Wiki Review.
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 How many times do you reckon you said Wiki Review in there?
Hearing it all one after the other, that kind of like the shotgun effect. I honestly don't know. I'm going to say 100.
Oh, you're way off. It's 56.
I was going to say 50, but yeah. 56. That's pretty good.
56 Wiki Reviews in there. That's including this. So 56 mentions of Wiki Review. The question is do we count it per episode or because it's a two-parter? Is it one whole thing?
Well, just in total, on their podcast, I have referenced Wiki Review 56 times.
It's a lot of Wiki Reviews.
Wiki Review. It's become a habit now. I'll be at the shops at the checkout. You know, do you have flybys? Yes, I do. Wiki Review.
The other things that came up a lot were this Josh Wesley guy who was on the podcast with you. Young, like 23-year-old kid.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you have completely destroyed his career by continuously referring to him as a pedophile.
Yeah, I did that.
Because you made fun of him a lot during this. So I want to point out this soundbite that I'm just about to show is only references to him as a pedophile.
Jesus.
There were gay jokes. There were everything else. There was questioning his masculinity, calling him a 13-year-old girl at one stage.
Oh, I did, yeah. I got to give the full context to this. So when we started, I got there and he's there already drinking and he's basically just slamming everyone. He's going hard, putting everyone down. And he's like, it's on for this podcast. You know, no holds barred. Everyone bring it on. And I took that to mean, all right, I should tear you to shreds. I will destroy you from not just your career, not just your self-esteem, but your soul. And I think I did that.
You gave him a nickname. Do you remember what his name is now?
Oh yeah, Watchlist.
Josh Watchlist Wesley.
Oh, I take such delight in this.
And do you want to hear Josh's career being destroyed?
Oh, you know I do. The playback.
If I walk too close to a playground, all of a sudden the police are around.
That's because you've got a restraining order on you. Don't expose yourself in a public park, dude.
She said this came from her concern for the vulnerability of children. Uh-huh. Mainly because Josh was in the room.
Watch list.
And coming up to the stage, we have Josh Watchlist Wesley.
That's where I've seen you before. You knocked on my door. Like, hi, I just moved into the neighborhood.
Knowing my friends, like, they're going to listen to this and I'm going to be known as Watchlist at work now.
Well, make sure.
Yes!
Hey, what do you and Mickey's dog have in common? You're both registered.
Okay.
I thought thumb guy because you stuck it somewhere in a child. You...
Jesus Christ, dude!
Please donate dicks to...
You'd be drinking, hadn't you?
Josh,
a little bit.
Watchlist Wesley.
Josh Watchlist Wesley.
I love you, Watchlist.
I'm probably going to laugh about this later on.
From prison.
So that's you calling him a pedophile.
Yeah, and he laughed. And then he's the guy when I said Wiki Review, he'd whisper Wiki Review afterwards.
And he backs you up. He's like your little bitch in the podcast.
Yeah.
He's like kissing your ass by the end of it. It's like you fully broke him as your bitch.
I think I might do all right in prison. As long as it's like podcasts. prison's like podcasting, right?
Poor Josh, he had a long career ahead of him, and you completely just smashed that.
Yeah.
What's funny, though?
It is funny. But to be fair, that was funny. Are you glad I didn't call you watch list now?
I am. I don't think that would have flown on this podcast. I don't think you could break me like Josh watch list Wesley.
I don't think it works the same. Like, we had two other people in the room to back me up and laugh at that. If I was to call you a pedophile now, you'd be like, dude, fuck you, you're a pedophile. And it'd just be two people staring at each other.
This is how it would work. You would have your thing where you smash me calling me a pedophile, and then I would smash you calling you a pedophile, and then I would edit your bit out.
Exactly.
So all that would be in there is you getting smashed.
And I have to, well, I got to give props to you, Ben. After doing this for, what, 23 episodes so far, this is our 24th, I was so prepared to diss another human being down to that point that I made them my bitch, because that's just normal for us. Like, that's just normal conversation. Anyone who's listened to this podcast so far knows that we don't even flinch at that. That's like, you call me all kinds of horrific things, and I laugh with you, and then retort back, which you then laugh with me. He got destroyed. He was there like, oh my God, if my friends hear this. We know our friends are going to hear this.
Yeah.
We don't give a shit.
I did find out, though, that I've been pronouncing your name wrong the whole time.
Ah, yes. He gave me a nickname.
You are Girth Remington. Yes. I always thought it was Garth.
Yeah, and Remington, not Remington, because it's like, you know, because he's a porn-obsessed young boy.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
Yeah, that came up a little bit. He brought it up, so we just smashed him with it. But yeah, so Girth, because, you know, I've got a big tool, and Remington, because apparently I lick ass. That goes back to before it even started recording. He thought that was a really cool porn name for me. And apparently he likes me. Check the porn for Girth Remington. Available on all good podcasting apps, Wiki Review.
Because I think it was Josh that said that there would be two jokes in the podcast. There was Girth Remington.
Yes.
Do you remember what the other one he said was?
Eat a bag of dicks.
No. Well, he did mention that, but I haven't got that there. Okay. But that was from other one. The other one was Frisky Little Puppy.
Oh, yeah. In context.
Yeah, you want to put it in context?
In context, that was the quote someone said. The episode was about a lady named Mary Pickford. I can't even remember. I think that's who it was about.
Some silent movie chick.
Yeah, it kind of... None of the podcasts seemed to have anything to do with her, really. It was just about calling Josh a pedophile, as far as I was concerned. When we came back to do the second one, before we started recording, I was like, Aria, what's the name of the woman that we're doing this? And she's like, Mary Pickford. Okay. And yeah, so she's a silent movie star. Okay, we'll go with that. Back to calling him a porn freak and a pedophile. That was why I was there.
Yeah, ain't no one reading a script on this podcast.
Yeah, no. If anyone's been paying attention, there is clearly no script.
And very little reading.
We have a Wikipedia page in front of us every episode, yet we just kind of stick to the pictures.
So I did a supercut of the two jokes. This file basically I made, it's just called Two Jokes.
Okay, the two jokes.
And so basically it's a supercut of all the Girth Remingtons and Frisky Little Puppies.
Okay.
And I think there's one where somebody's saying Girth Remington and Frisky Little Puppies simultaneously.
When things become, what do they call that, event horizon? Singularity.
Those are going to be the two jokes of the podcast, by the way. Girth Remington and Frisky Little Puppy.
Girth Remington.
That's right.
You know, clock it in.
Want a bit of that Girth Remington.
Girth Remington.
Girth Remington. Girth Remington. Girth Remington.
That's right.
Frisky Girth Remington.
Puppy. Oh, Josh, you're just my Frisky Little Puppy.
Frisky Little Puppy. Win.
Frisky Little Puppy. Frisky Little Puppy.
A Frisky Puppy.
A frisky puppy. A frisky puppy.
I want you to be a frisky little puppy.
I love the idea, like, I want you to be a frisky little puppy. Frisky little puppy.
You frisky little puppy. You frisky little puppy. Come on,
get down there,
so.
You frisky little puppy.
Frisky puppy. Frisky little puppy. Yeah. Huh?
Frisky little puppy.
You know, when you do these cuts like this, it makes it sound like the whole episode was just me saying Wiki Review repetitively, and then in between, it's like Wiki Review, frisky little puppy. Wiki Review, frisky little puppy. Watch list.
Have you heard the episode? That is what it sounds like. Over two episodes of it.
So you can
see, made it a two-parter.
Usually they get a whole thing done in one, but I got so sidetracked calling Josh a pedophile that they ran out of time and had to do two parts. See how I can devolve a podcast without you around to keep me on track?
What else did I want to call you on here?
I feel like I'm on trial right now.
Oh, you are. And here's something where you guys are like riffing off, where you're talking about like Hollywood, how it used to be an old miner's town.
Oh, yeah.
Gold mine town. Pretty or much, something. Yeah. Like, and there was nothing there. And then some dude's like, let's film here.
It's like Ipswich.
Yeah.
And as they say,
we started making movies in Ipswich, like if in like 100 years time, like Ipswich is the place to
I was gonna say Ipswich, the Hollywood of Australia.
Yeah, there you go.
You've been in a movie that's been shot and you have a comedy room. Where are these places, Garth?
They're west of Brisbane. Why do you think it was so apparent for me to say Ipswich?
Come out to the Coronation Hotel and see our comedy show too. It's first Saturday of every month. We should plug that more.
It is a great show. We got a great lineup coming up. Every month is a great lineup. Free entry, 8 p.m. You got to be there. It's great. In the Hollywood of Australia.
And we shot out on a Tuesday there. You don't know what that is, but you might someday. Oh, from the director of Trades, you also don't know what that is.
A lot going on in Ipswich. If anyone's going to turn it into the Hollywood of Australia, it'll be us.
That's it. It's a nice cheap place to shoot.
It is.
How much can shooting possibly cost in Ipswich? Basically nothing.
That's why we do it there. Because if it cost anything, we wouldn't.
Great place for a comedy room though. Great place.
Yeah, it's great. You should really check it out. It's a great room in the Coronation Hotel. Plug, plug, plug. Coronation Hotel. First Saturday of every month.
And also it's going into how our business model works.
You mean how it doesn't?
It's where the production company behind this podcast is Humidor.
Yes.
Also runs the comedy room and stuff like that. We are essentially Humidor.
Yes.
And Garth did manage to actually plug that
in
this.
I only just remembered at the end of the episode when someone else was talking.
Check out Humidor. That's like humor, like haha, and door is in like a swing door. It's a play on words, you know, like Humidor, like cigars.
Like where you get a cigar from, yeah.
Exactly. Only like 1 in 50 people get that. So I have to explain every time.
Would you like only 1 in 50 people get that? The thing that made me laugh is I'm like, if memory serves correctly, I'm not sure if you got that the first time.
I got it.
Did you know what a humidor was?
Yeah, I have a humidor.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right, scratch that.
Yeah, this will probably get edited out. Why don't it, Ben?
Probably. But you do have more to that quote where...
We come close, but we take the cigar.
We come close, but we take the cigar. That's not the tagline.
I know. As soon as I said it, I'm like, I said that wrong, but it's live.
It's others come close, but no cigar.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting chastised over you here. Are. And you came up with that. And you told me like once. You should be lucky I remember it. But you should check out humidor.com.au. It's where you probably downloaded this podcast if you don't have a podcasting app on your phone. It's got where the next event is on. Plug, plug, plug. Check it out.
Yeah, all Humidor stuff and Humidor related stuff. Spelt like a funny door.
Because not only do people not know how to spell Humidor, like the actual Humidor, they don't know how to spell our thing. So it was a genius marketing ploy by us. Take a cute little... What would you call that? An entendre?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and just make it awkward for everyone.
I know that you're going to laugh about this afterwards.
No, I'm sorry. We've just been sitting here for, what, like half an hour of you just making me look like you've edited together. You went out of your way to make me look as bad as possible. All the good jokes, all the funny witticisms cut out. You've just gone, made me look like a dick. But this one line I say to you about something, like, what the hell, man?
Maybe I was just jealous a little.
No shit.
I mean, you're out there spreading your podcast wings.
You realize the second you go on this podcast, this is coming right back at you.
You don't have the editing skills I do.
Yeah, or the care factor.
People just have to take your word, whereas I have things cut together.
No, I'm going to make you cut the things together. Otherwise, context will be all completely lost.
I'll just put in little extra things to put it in context.
Put your own quotes in.
Oh, well, if people want to hear your funny jokes too, they can check it out on that Ain't It Rich, Mickey's Fly Picks podcast.
And Aria something. I want to say Salon, but I know that. Mickey and Aria's podcast. Lovely people. By the way, Ben, they have a really great recording setup. They have two microphones.
They have two.
Well, no, sorry, more than two. They have one for everyone. And it's all set up, so it's all nice and comfy, and like you get your own mic.
There was actually one thing that I just remembered here where...
We're before, not done?
This isn't about you, though. This is just something that I found interesting.
Then fire away.
On top of that, I just want to say, if you rate the show on iTunes, give us 5 stars, we'll read your review on the show, no matter what it says, unless there are slurs in it. Okay, on to the episode. Thanks for listening.
So if we put
a 5-star review,
they will read what we put no matter what it says.
Yeah, I think he says no racial slurs, which I didn't think that's where you were going with this. So not an issue.
Damn it, I was going to have like the N-word be every second thing. I have a black friend. Everything I say is cool.
Who's your black friend, Ben?
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
I had one at one stage.
What happened? Did he stop being black?
I said the N-word too much.
Apparently this is an ongoing problem with you.
Ain't it rich? Is that the name of the podcast?
Yes.
The Mary Pickfords that we want. Where do I... Oh, I just got on the podcast.
Because there's two episodes of Mary Pickford 1 and 2.
Ratings and reviews.
Average rating is 4 stars. So they got some reviews. One from them and one from a friend of Aria's. Who, she's lovely, by the way. And so is Mickey. They're both really nice people. It was a lot of fun to do. In all seriousness, they supply free beer. They fed me, Ben.
Alright, so we can write a review. Well, first of all, we're going to do 5 stars.
So they have to read it out on the air. Also make sure that they're aware that it's you writing this.
They'll know that it's Wiki Review.
But yeah, we'll also specifically put in, you.
Specifically me? Well, they'll listen to the podcast.
Okay, fair enough.
Mickey Flykick seems like the vain type of person who is listening to this podcast right now.
I hope so. We could use all the listeners. I listen to his. He should listen to mine.
He is an interesting character, Mickey Flykick.
Lovely guy. Very funny. He's also a comedian. You should check him out if you see him around town somewhere.
When you hear the name Mickey Flykick, every assumption you make about him is absolutely true.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey Flykick is the type of guy whose favorite band you don't know because he doesn't listen to mainstream music.
Yeah, that's pretty much dead on. He's actually a musician at some point. I think he did punk or something. So I think his favorite band was probably like one he was in that no longer exists.
Mickey Flykick is the type of guy who knows every single comic book universe.
You know what? You are dead on with that. Like, he's got all kinds of comic book stuff. He's got a Captain America up. There's actually a cartoon I really want to get off him.
See, I think Mickey Flykick is the type of guy who gave himself that nickname years before he told anybody else about it.
You're coming off a little jealous, all right? And you know what? Not hot, man. I didn't realize I was with such a possessive podcaster all these years.
Oh, you can go do what you want.
Just know you're going to hear about it afterwards. Just, you can do whatever you want, but I am going to splice together all audio and shove it down your throat afterwards.
And then badmouth the guy you did the podcast with.
Who is lovely.
We're going to leave him a review. What more does he want? I bet Mickey Flykick's been picked on before.
I'm sure he flykicked back, yep.
Actually, I think Mickey Flykick is the type of guy...
Christ, Ben!
...who got sent to the principal's office with a note so the teacher could talk to the rest of the students to say don't pick on him so much.
Jesus, mate! Oh. You got a title yet.
Okay, so...
I thought the obvious was Wiki Review. Wiki Review Review.
Wiki Reviews Review.
You should have a apostrophe for S. Wiki Reviews Review.
Oh, cool. Punctuation makes great podcasting content. Thanks for that.
That's why I'm here, man.
Is there anything you want him to read on the here?
This seems to be all your little problem. I kind of don't want to fuel the fire any more than... Like I thought you just had something like, fuck you, Mickey, Garth's mine. You can't have him. He always comes home to me. So this is what it's like to have someone fight over you.
Love the references to Wiki Review. Should have more.
How big can we make this? Because I got, 56 wiki reviews on his. If we could just copy-paste the words wiki review over and over and over, he has to read it all out. I could get another 100 in. Easy.
Like that if is 5 stars, you have to read it. And now I'm just going to mash the keyboard a little.
Zidderizing. Okay.
I.
Mickey Flykick.
Matty Flykick.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And I should get a haircut. Cool.
Put some wiki reviews at the end of that.
Wiki review. Wiki review. Wiki review.
Hang on.
You're just going to copy that.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't let you control. Yeah,
copy, so. And then just paste.
How many times do you want to say that?
Just a bunch. Like, a ridiculous amount. If it takes his whole episode.
Are we going to get for, like, spamming him or something? I think we'll just do that.
Well, it's going to come up on the review, so he'll be fine. At least 56, right?
Good work, Marty.
McFly. Because that's the future. Back to the Future guy.
Yeah.
Marty McFly.
Marty McFly kick. And Aria. What's was it? Aria?
Yeah.
Aria.
I'll make it Ariel.
Does she hate that?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Like the mermaid.
Ariel, I believe, has an I. I don't think... No, actually, it's probably better this way.
Yeah.
And no A. But I only know that from...
Like that?
Actually, now I don't know anymore.
Eh, it just stays like that. It's misspelled.
Yeah.
Because it's not even like the mermaid.
So...
This is the review that we've given them. It says, Wiki Reviews Review. That's the title. Love the references to Wiki Review. Should have more. Love that if the rating is 5 stars, you have to read it.
That's where I mash the keyboard.
I, Matty Flykick, state that our podcast is not as good as Wiki Review and I should get a haircut. He should get a haircut. Then it just says Wiki Review, 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 Wiki Review. Did I miss any?
That's close enough. You get the point, people. He has to read that.
Good work, Marty McFlykick and Ariel, like the mermaid, and we're positive we misspelt Ariel, but it stays.
Should we put our ratings? Like, you know, we always rate Wikipedia pages. Should we give our ratings? You can give the numbers, I can give something, or is that just too much?
Do you have something good, rate it though, or?
Oh, no.
No, then forget it.
Do I ever?
I don't want to sit here for 20 minutes while you think of a rating.
Fair enough. That's good.
That's a good review.
Yeah, 5 stars.
See, we will say that as well, that if you write a review for Wiki Review and give it 5 stars, we will read it on our show unless you're trying to fuck with us.
If you can somehow secretly sneak it in, though, I mean, good for you.
All right, so let's submit. We have submitted our review. So what have they got? They got like 4 other reviews.
Nick Carr, who is a fabulous comedian, by the way, rated it, saying he's the best Toowoomba comedian.
Mickey Flykick's the best Toowoomba comedian, or?
No, Nick Carr is the best, obviously.
I was going to say. So we rated the Ain't It Rich podcast. So what, you took 2 episodes to talk about, what was it? Mary Pickford.
Yes, Mary Pickford.
Mary.
Yeah, there she is. See, that chick. It took 2 episodes and a lot of pedophile jokes to rate that woman.
Well, there we go. We can use this episode to see what you learned about Mary Pickford.
Oh, dude. Okay, so I rocked up to her house. I got drunk as fuck. And now you expect me to retain any of that knowledge? Oh, wait, before we go any further, are you done, Ben? Are you over it yet?
I'm over it. Yeah, I want to learn about this Mary Pickford thing.
Are you sure you're done? Because you seem a little angry, a little resentful.
I'll tell you what. We'll start the episode from scratch. How's that?
That'd be nice.
All right.
I trust you, Ben. And here's my crutch.
It's not a penis, it's just a hard piece of wood.
I'm glad to be home.
Hello and welcome to Wiki Review. I'm Ben Graw,
the jealous fuck, and I'm Garth Remington.
And this time on Wiki Review, we will be reviewing the Wikipedia page for some silent film chick none of you give a fuck about, Mary Pickford.
That was my sound effect, because she's in silent films.
I was wondering what your sound effect for a silent film star was going to be.
I'm clever.
So, yeah, she was born Gladys Louise Smith, and that's all I remember from listening to Ain't It Rich.
Yeah, that's all that you
retained.
That's
2 parts, yeah. And apparently she was in porn.
Yeah, that's what I picked up from it.
So she was a silent porn star.
I suppose you don't really lose much from losing the audio. you still get the point of it, don't you?
And she was married to somebody, wasn't she?
Several people.
Yeah, but there was somebody in particular.
Owen
Fairbanks.
Moore and Douglas Fairbanks.
Douglas Fairbanks, that's it. I couldn't remember his first name.
It was there. I just read it. I don't remember.
Yeah.
One of them was Irish. I remember that because I did an Irish impersonation.
Because there were three people basically in Hollywood at that time. You had Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and Charlie Chaplin.
And guess which one was the most famous? Not those two. These were the other actors.
I thought that when I heard about her and they're like, well, she's this famous silent film actress, that when I saw her picture, I would be like, oh, that girl, I've seen her in tons of stuff, but I never knew her name. No, not at all.
That did not register. Because you do see a lot of clips from silent film eras that people use for slapstick stuff where you see a woman and you just assume that'd be her. It might be. I mean, they all kind of look the same.
This is impressive. Here's a picture of her with a cat perched on her shoulder. Now, if I know anything about photography back in those days, you had to sit still for ages.
Yeah, that cat did not move.
How do you get a cat not to move?
That is impressive. Maybe it's like a taxidermied cat or something really horrible, or it's just the look in the cat's eyes does kind of indicate it's drugged up.
She is still pretty good looking by today's standards, though.
Oh yeah, you can't go past a girl with ringlets.
Like some of the old timey good looking people, you look at them and go like, yeah, it must have been a different time back then.
Well yeah, you didn't have a lot to pick from back then, but you had to pick forward.
But she'd do all right in movies today.
She'd make a great Goldilocks. She didn't do any movies like Goldilocks. She did, this is what I learned, every movie essentially she ever did, she played like a poor little orphan.
Didn't she play like a child until she was like 24?
And probably beyond that too. And apparently she fit in with all the kids. Well, so they say, but I haven't watched it, so I wouldn't know.
That was like what you all laugh about, that where it's ridiculous. It's like, she was playing a child at 25. It's like, have you seen like Scream or...
Yes.
90210 or pretty much anything in set in a high school?
This is the funny thing is that in the 90s and before, all high school, even middle school things were played by 30-year-olds. These days, it's reversed. 30-year-olds are all played by 18-year-olds. My, how the tables have turned.
You still have some where it's older people playing younger people, though.
But there's a lot less than it used to be.
It's one of the Twilight kids.
That's a good point. They would have been, yeah.
Harry Potter was age accurate.
He was. My favorite thing about Harry Potter was that albino kid, whatever his name was, because at the first, it's like, oh, look at that little kid, he's cute. Then he hit puberty a little bit before Harry, and so he went from, take that, Potter, to take that, Potter! And the Adam's apple starts sticking out. And I'm pretty sure the Ranger kid, I don't know any of their names. I think, like, he started having a bit of stubble towards the end. He had, like, kind of a bum fluff mustache they had to get rid of.
Imagine writing this epic series that's starring all these cute young kids. And you're like, cool, we're gonna make these forever. Then you gotta battle with puberty.
That's,
you know,
right.
Puberty can fuck child actors. Just ask Macaulay Culkin.
That's right. Ah! That's why I was yelling. Do you ever remember the cartoon Hey Arnold? That was all done by kid actors. And there's a reason it stopped. I think the last thing they did was make a movie. And the most obvious problem was his black friend. He went from Hey Arnold to Hey Arnold, how you doing, man? He hit it hard and there was no working around that.
You would have that though in school. There would be some kids who would have like a high-pitched voice. Then you'd hit like the end of a year and you'd come back after like the summer holidays and their voice would be deeper than anyone else.
Suddenly they hit it hard.
Same with like short people who just grew really tall in that thing. Like, it happens instantly in school.
It really does. Yeah, it just takes a summer holiday and then suddenly they're like a 12-foot beanpole with a deep voice. It also happened on Mighty Ducks because we got to see the evolution of those kids.
Yes. So basically, from what I get is this girl was the first major film celebrity.
Yeah, and she made a lot of money. Like, back in like the 20s, she grossed for a movie $1.1 billion. Which, that's like, we've said this before, that's like a gajillion. That's not even real.
Well, there it is, just there. It was Pollyanna grossed $1.1 billion.
That's insane! There is no way that they had that much money then. Especially when it's all in like shillings and florins.
On the podcast you did, Ariel got tripped. You all got tripped up by this because I think she read it as 1,100,000,000 because that's how it's written on this Wikipedia page, which Wikipedia might have been part of her source too.
Ah, funny that.
But yeah, it's like, why doesn't it write 1.1 billion? Because that is so much easier to read and to get into your head than to write out the number.
Exactly like that. I think the reason for that is America, and I have nothing to back this up, America has a different million and a different billion to everyone else.
What?
Yeah, it's a different thing. They have like a whole, it's like less.
So you can have like $800,000 and you're a millionaire?
Yeah, like an 8 millionaire or something, I think. I have nothing to back that up except I've heard it somewhere at some point. Their tons are different to our metric tons. I think it's lighter. So that's why Americans sound more impressive when they talk about size and wealth.
And apparently she had a big swimming pool too.
Yes.
You saw a picture on that because I heard your correction on that. You said it was a photography trick.
Yes, they had a picture of, like, because they said, oh, she's got this swimming pool. It's so big. They had a little canoe in it that they used to paddle around in. And everyone was so impressed by it. But we know about how photography can be played with. It didn't show the sides of the pool. So it could have just been like a bathtub, really. There, that's the exact photo. Like, see, that doesn't look that big, does it?
That is just angles.
So you know.
That is a big pool, though. Yeah, you can see it would cut off right on the edges. Everything about that shot is lined up very well, actually. Even how close they are to add the perspective. Back in those days, a lot of the shooting styles they used were a lot more clever because they didn't have special effects.
Literally, editing back then was if you cut the reel or you paint on it.
Old 50s movies are really good to watch if you want to be an independent filmmaker. Because you watch The Avengers and you can't make that. But if you look at anything they made in the 50s and you see some of the clever tricks that they used, well, this is like in the 20s or 30s. Like, when did film come out?
Around the 1900s, but like actual movies. Pretty much when she started, I think. I don't know. Well, why am I saying things like I know?
Because you were on 2 episodes of a podcast about it.
Yeah, but I was drunk and calling the guy a pedophile. I wasn't really involved.
Do you want some more pedophile jokes about Josh Wesley? Josh Watchless Wesley?
That's what I'm here for. That's what I add to it.
That poor boy, his career's over before it even started.
Yeah, look, if I had the power to ruin careers, then you would... Oh, never mind, sorry.
Yeah, you're not going to take down the ship. It's like, yes, I took him down. Now I don't have a podcast.
No. He went down with me. That's the only way I can do this. The next week you start up a podcast with Mickey Flykick.
There you go. They have years active.
1905. They did have films, I'm sure from the 1800s, like late 1800s, but they were like, here's a train coming at you.
What is a Mary Pickford? Check out YouTube.
I thought we already figured that out.
No, let's watch one of these little...
Oh, actually, some of her films. See, that looks recognizable.
This one at the top. Mary Pickford's Oscar-winning performance in croquet?
I think it's croquet. Never played it, never spelt it. Sounds good to me.
Look at the sound then.
What do you need sound for, Ben? It's a silent film.
That's true.
I better put my headphones on for this one.
So we can listen to this silent film actor.
Oh no, there'll be some great piano in it.
It's not so. They're holding on this guy for quite a long time, considering he's not doing anything.
Well, they used to do that a lot, I'm guessing. They got a bit cut happy later on in films. Oh, I love that lawyer. I love it when anyone puts a leg up to make a point. I'm a esteemed lawyer, and here's my crutch. Why did those bonnets go out of style? She's wearing like a cute little 20s bonnet. I think women should bring those back.
I think you've mentioned that on the podcast before. Yeah, your affinity for bonnets.
Yeah, I got a little fetish. Just help me out. Okay?
So this is tedious as fuck.
Yeah.
So are we going to watch this for the next 5 minutes and 44 seconds?
No, because we're not going to get that time back.
No, I think I'm done. Yep. So she won an Academy Award for that, which is an Oscar today.
Which she didn't win the Oscar specifically for that. I believe it was like a retroactive one in the 70s. They said for being one of the hallmarks of Hollywood, now that you're old and not a threat anymore, power to women and stuff. Let's give this old, now alcoholic lady, alcoholic as a result of the mistreatment she was subjected to.
Well, I tried looking for Mary Pickford funny, because apparently she was a comedic actress.
What? I did 2 episodes. It didn't come up that she was funny at all.
Well, there's one, My Best Girl. She loses pots and pans and her bloomers. Oh, it's hysterical by 1920 standards.
See, 1927. I told you it was a porn. She drops her bloomers. Panty dropping good time.
The panties in those days cover more than just the regular dresses girls wear today. Yes. I think that's nothing scandalous.
And underneath those were more panties.
And this is silent.
The stock girl will be right up with more of these pans.
Oh, there she is. Oh, she's dropping stuff. She's dropping things. That's girls can be funny.
Remember, that's Ben Graw on Wiki Review. Wait, you're already listening to it. Never mind. So we don't know if this was actually her or someone else.
It might be the stunt double to drop the pans. I hear she did her own stunts, though, so...
I'm sure she did. Women were not treated well in Hollywood back then. We need someone to go down the stairs for us. Just push her.
Okay, so now she's got her foot in a pen. She's having trouble walking, but she's still getting along with it.
Trying to pick it up, but now it's stuck there. Now she can't get it off. There she is. She kicked a woman with a pen on her foot, bumped a woman. That is a lot of crockery. I'll give her that.
I mean, it's basically on par with Chaplin, I guess. I mean, was he ever honestly funny?
Oh, and there go the panties.
There go the bloomers. Oh, no.
Which I think people back then were a lot easier to please. Imagine you are a film star and there's no other films. People are just amazed that they're watching moving footage of something.
Some old lady just stood in her bloomers.
And then thought they were her own. See, that's clever.
That is actually kind of funny.
That's good. That woman just outshone Mary.
She's still got the pot.
See, she's actually got stockings on under the bloomers. I told you this. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Here's your chance to be a sales gal. And then whatever.
And then it went out. And then I bet she gets up to all sorts of antics. So there was a joke in there. I'll give her that.
That was good slapstick. Because back then when you don't have words that aren't typed up on the screen, you kind of have to rely on people getting hit.
They relied on slapstick a lot back then.
But then again, that was the humor at the time. When you don't have movies to reference and stuff, people tended to just rely on what was funny. Hey, remember when Greg got hit by that horse? Yeah, knocked all his teeth out. Funny as a lynching. Hey, is that her in color? In 34. Good on her.
Her career didn't survive well into the talking film.
But didn't she win an Oscar for?
Well, like I said, I think it was a post-dated Oscar. Although I don't really know.
Well, they might have it on here.
I mean, we can find out, but I like to keep to our traditional wiki review concept of, yeah, that sounds about right. I'm willing to believe that.
And her filmography is just one as a page of its own.
All the movies, because she did a lot of movies.
Yeah, I can see that.
But when you don't have to worry about sound, it's a lot easier to make movies.
And they're also just very short as well. It's basically films back then were like YouTube is today.
Yes, because you'd go to the cinemas and you'd watch, what, a talkie, a newsreel, three short. It's literally like sitting at home and watching TV today.
I mean, not to disparage YouTube, there is some really great things on YouTube.
I can think of one good thing on YouTube at the moment.
Yeah, like, for example, the rap battle that we have put up on there.
Yeah, like I was just going to say that. We've got a rap battle out there. You should type it in. What, Humidor is a good way to get to it?
Yeah, if you type in Humidor.
Or find the link on our Facebook page.
It'll be on there. It's also in the last episode, rapping. There's should be a link to the YouTube video in there as well. Also, you can download the song on our YouTube feed. Yeah, you probably already know that by now.
If you can download, if you've been on our podcast downloads, you probably found it already and liked it and voted on us and we'll win.
And we got the poll on Facebook. So if you want to go on there, decide who won the rap battle for yourself.
That's right. Listen to both and then say who's better. I'm very proud of us just now.
Yeah.
We all knew what that was going to turn into and it didn't.
It was a kick-ass video, though.
That was a great video. It was well put together, well constructed. I like it. It's Wiki Review's first step into video, and we did it well.
It is good, so check it out. It's got lyrics in there, plus little goofy animations.
If this is your first Wiki Review experience, doesn't matter, it's still funny.
If this is your first Wiki Review, we don't usually cover dumb topics like Mary Pickford.
And this is the first time we've ever bitched about another podcast.
Probably not the last, but it is the first time that we've ever bitched about another podcast.
Yeah.
I more feel sorry for that Josh kid.
Oh, he's fine. He's got plenty of years to walk that off. You're in your decline.
So she was married to Owen Moore, then Douglas Fairbanks.
So yeah, Owen Moore was the Irish guy with traditional Irish values, I believe was drunk and abusive.
Didn't she marry some other dude as well in the end?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. Yeah, the coolest part is just down a little further. Yeah, because she was like, essentially her and Douglas built a house at Hollywood where there was no one else. So it's just this gigantic mansion in the middle of nowhere. They'd have parties and they'd invite, Ben, you want to read out this guest list?
Guests include Charlie Chaplin, Fairbanks's best friend. What are they, like, that's probably his claim to fame is like, I'm Charlie Chaplin's best friend.
Everywhere Fairbanks goes, oh man, where's Charlie at?
So do you reckon like Douglas Fairbanks is like the Nicole Richie?
Yes.
Of like the 20s and 30s.
He's like Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Is that even who it is? I was going to say the other chick in Destiny's Child, but I can't even think of anyone but Beyonce.
Yeah, that's anyone in Destiny's Child who's not Beyonce.
Wherever they go. Hey, so you still keep up with Beyonce? Fuck you.
The other guests include George Bernard Shaw, Albert Einstein.
Eleanor Glenn.
Albert Einstein, I wonder if he was stimulating conversation.
See, it would have been one of two things. Either it would have been like fascinating or just completely horrible. There's no middle ground with him. It would have been either like, oh, oh, this guy with that accent, he just carries on and on about stuff we don't care about. He's got no social concepts. Or it would be like, this is the most fascinating dude ever.
See, this is where we're similar, though, because this just captures yours and my imagination here. Guests include Helen Keller.
Yeah, I kind of went a bit hard on their podcast about this because they read out all these different people and no one else seemed to pick up that Helen Keller is... That's delightful. If you don't know who Helen Keller is, she was deaf, blind, and basically all she had was the sense of touch.
Famously not a great party guest.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't think so. Maybe she was the coolest party guest ever. She could have been like, yo, man, you just put a bottle of rum in her hand and she's the life of the party. Like, she stumbles around, she falls over tables. They love slapstick back then. She would have been the queen of it.
But she wouldn't have even known what movies were.
She didn't even know she was at a party, okay? She doesn't know what... Yeah, exactly, movies... Also, it's a see a picture of a person. I don't know what pictures are. Okay, but you can also hear them. I don't know what hearing is. Oh, well, you know what? This isn't the medium for you.
Everyone else is so impressed to meet us, but Helen Keller just treats us like everybody else.
To her, we're just other people. And not even the concept of other people is really that apparent to her. It's like, something else is touching me. That's the best you can do.
It's like she's never even heard of me.
Hasn't seen a single one of my photos. Don't you read the newspapers, Helen? Keep up with current events.
She still thinks she's back at home on that farm.
She doesn't know what a farm is. I'm glad to be home.
H.G. Wells.
Which, that's awesome.
H.G. Wells, he was the guy who wrote War of the Worlds?
Was that Orson Welles? No, I think Orson Welles came later.
Who's H.G. Wells? Time Machine. Yeah, he did the Time Machine.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he did War of the Worlds. You're right.
So, yeah, he did do War of the Worlds.
And who the hell's Orson Welles?
Well, Orson Welles did...
Animal Farm? Or no, is that H.G. again?
No, that's George Orwell.
Now I'm just going all over the place, aren't I?
Orson Welles did a radio play of... War of the Worlds. I think that's just coincidence.
That's weird. How many Wells do you know?
Well, that's the thing. If you found out that there was a famous book written by someone who had the last name Remington,
which I'm still waiting for,
you would probably just be drawn to that anyway.
Yeah, I would be the preacher of it, so maybe I could get famous underneath it. Not a lot of famous Remingtons or Graws, are there?
Not really. Unless you have Mick Graw. Then I got Quick Draw.
And that's about it. A fictitious character.
And Tim McGraw. He's a country singer. So Lord Mountbatten. Barton. That's a cool name.
That is. It's always good to have a lord at a party.
Fritz Chris. Oh, what's that? Fritz
Chrislia? Chrisler? I'm sure he's really Fritz famous. Chrisler. Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. I know her. She flew a plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she flew a plane again and it didn't go so well.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Let's not jump over what you just said.
No, we did. You already F. Scott Fitzgerald. Too late. Oh, well. You moved on.
I like the idea of someone going, I'm F. Scott Fitzgerald. Not I'm whatever the F stands for, Fitzgerald. Or
see, the way you said it, I thought you knew who he was.
I have no idea. I've heard of the name. I don't even know what he did.
Noel Coward. Do you know Noel Coward?
That's a horrible last name, isn't it? Apparently the last name occurred probably when people got their last names. It was back at a time when everyone went, all right, we need last names. His was probably just after his ancestors ended a battle and for some reason they didn't win but he survived miraculously
by hiding under something.
Yes, a pile of dead bodies.
Noel Coward is actually a singer who back in the day was not gay, but by these days, yeah, he was clear that he was gay. People thought he was a ladies' man. It's kind of like a Liberace sort of thing where it's like, yep. Liberace's a ladies' man. It's like, no, he is not a ladies' man.
Because that was the style at the time back then.
So Noel Coward was like this closeted homosexual but acted very flamboyant before the stereotype. He's kind of responsible for parts of the stereotype. You know Monty Python's Meaning of Life?
Yes.
You know the penis song that they do?
Yeah.
Where isn't it awfully nice to have a penis?
Isn't great to have...
Yeah, that one?
Yep.
That one, the official name of that song is called Not the Noel Coward Song.
Really?
Because he's doing an impression of Noel Coward. So that's who he's doing in that movie. Anyway, Max Reinhardt. That sounds familiar.
Sounds like a good name.
It sounds like an awesome name. Maybe he was a porn star or something.
An Austrian porn star. Yeah, theater, film director, intendant. I don't know what an intendant is. But...
Okay, so he was some sort of like film person.
Yeah. Baron Nishi. Oh. They got a lord and a baron. How good is that?
That's pretty cool.
I can't even get Sacha Baron Cohen to turn up to my parties.
You have got this next name.
Vladimir Nerevich Denkov.
Which, yeah, he's got to be the most famous person with that name.
Well, you know, that could be like Smith in Russia. I need to know who he is and what his problem is. Oh, looking cool already.
He's old and wise by the looks of it.
Soviet theater, founded Moscow Art Theater. Okay, so he founded theater in Russia.
So he's the first person in Russia to go, let's put some plays on.
All right, that's good to know.
Go Vladimir. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Which, they got a lord, a baron, and a knight.
I feel I should know who Sir Conan Arthur Doyle is.
He's got another great mustache. He's got the points at the side, style at the time.
He was a physician.
British writer, best known for detective fiction.
Oh, he's the guy
fiction.
Who made Sherlock Holmes.
He's the guy who never wrote Elementary, My Dear Watson.
Did you know he believed in fairies?
He thought fairies were real.
He thought fairies were real.
For any particular reason?
No, he saw some photographs that people had faked and they managed to fool him, saying that they wouldn't be faked.
Once you remove all obviously incorrect facts, only the truth will remain. Sherlock Holmes, a failed detective, it turns out.
Yeah, it's weird that the guy who wrote Sherlock Holmes was actually like a big crackpot and into all sorts of pseudoscience.
Believed in fairies. Well, of course he can't see them. They're fairies. Don't you know how that works?
It's like he wrote the skeptic icon.
I just like the idea of him being there like, yeah, I believe in fairies. And someone's like, no, dude, fairies do not. Don't say it or you'll kill one.
Clap, 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 clap.
Sorry, fairies. Sorry, fairies. Sorry, fairies. Dude, go up and tell them fairies don't exist. It's hilarious.
Austin Chamberlain.
Probably related to William.
Will Chamberlain, yeah.
And then another sir. They got two knights. Harry Lauder.
Harry.
Did I say Harry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You said Harry Lauder.
Oh, you got me there. Took me a second.
Mirababa. That's a horrible name.
Mirababa.
Mirababa. What's Mirababa?
I'm going to guess it's a woman. It's a guy.
It's a guy.
An Indian spiritual master who said he was the avatar, god in human form.
Also something you say to open a magic cave.
Where are you, 40 thieves, dude? See, that was back in the day where you could say I'm the human form of a god and still be invited to like the greatest party of all time.
Among others. So there are also others.
There's others. That's like every famous person from that time.
Oh yeah, she married Buddy Rogers.
Yeah, yeah, they did say that now that you mention it.
How drunk were you?
They took advantage of me, alright?
Well, Mary Pickford died a drunk, washed up has-been.
Absolutely. She did her success, she made lots of money, and then she became a recluse who was an alcoholic, and then died an alcoholic.
And isn't that the dream?
That's what I'm aiming for.
Because it's like, when they're saying on the other one, it's like, isn't that disappointing? Yeah, it's like, no, that's the plan.
I think, yeah, you can even hear, I'm the one person standing out. This just shows, like, where we're different. Because the whole time they're like, oh, look, when you hear the end, you're gonna feel so bad about what you said about her. And everyone's like, oh, I feel so bad. I'm like, no way, that's an awesome death. That's the best. I want to go out like that. I want to take over Hollywood, redefine celebrity as you know it, and then just quit society, get drunk until I die. That's the dream. There's only one better way, and that's asphyxiation. If they find me with a belt around my neck, attached to a door with some like alcohol, like he's a drunk who just went and tried to, you know, thrill himself one a little bit too hard, I think I'll have made it. That's the dream.
See, that's my plan, to become like this epic superstar, do something where I screw it up, I lose relevance. I've been beefing with you because we had this epic fucking fallout, like not just this stupid petty thing, like really big disastrous life-changing fallout,
like something that's so harsh that people are like, I don't want to know about either of them anymore, like it ruins both of us. Epically, like we can't even be in the same city.
And then I sit in my little mansion, and then anytime the little star buses come by with a little story about how I'm this washed up has-been who nobody finds interesting anymore, I just throw whiskey bottles at them.
Because I'll have plenty. You're Higgins, you come over here. And did Garth send you? And that'll be me. I'll be on my front porch with a banjo because I'll have plenty of time when I'm drunk to learn how to play the banjo. And every time they drive past, did Ben send you? Everything he said's not true.
When I die, I don't want open coffin to be an option.
Ooh, not just for like how I die, but also just what I've done to my body. It's like, even if I like die in perfect state, they're like, nah, we just can't show people that. It looks like he's been dead for months. He's still breathing.
I think he's just asleep.
Either way, let's just put him out of his misery. This is just sad.
I wake up and go, why did you bury me? Well, the smell. We all assumed.
I definitely want to go the Elvis route. I want to get famous as anything, be an icon, a sex symbol, and then just get as fat as possible. Like, I mean super fat, wear stupid clothes, and be like, you're still attracted to me? Huh? You still think I'm hot? All right, well, how about if I have this other cheeseburger? Die on the toilet.
Well, he died on the toilet of constipation, and the first thing you do when you die is relieve your bowels. So he would have been trying to squeeze that shit out, but the second he dies, it just happens.
It just happens. You just gotta let it go, man.
Which is why I want to die on the toilet. If the first thing I'm gonna do is shit myself, then I want to be on the toilet, because either way someone's gonna have to clean up my shit. So if they can just hit flush, cool.
Unless you're really famous, and I think that's the greatest regret of whoever found him, was they probably flushed that. Do you know how much money you could have made from that turd?
Yeah, that is a sad truth about this world.
That turd would have been worth more than any amount of money we could ever accumulate combined. We could be mega stars, we could make movies, we could be millionaire billionaires. That turd.
See, I don't know, it would be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, do you reckon, for an Elvis turd? Elvis's final turd. Dying turd.
The poo that killed Elvis would probably make it towards the millions, I reckon. My point is, it'd be worth more than its weight in gold. That nugget is worth more than a gold nugget.
Do you reckon there'd be a lot of fakes out there, though?
The people you want to... That'd be the simplest thing in the world to recreate. Eat some bacon and banana sandwiches so you at least get the authentic smell. It'd be in a museum somewhere and far more prized than anything we've ever done. People would pay money for the tour around that turd than they would to see anything we've ever created. Sad, really.
She's got plaques out.
Just says what's on the Wikipedia page, dude.
Basically just an article from the Wikipedia page.
But she gets a coat of arms, which I'd like a coat of arms.
Wasn't she Canadian?
Yes.
Is that the Canadian coat of arms? It's got a moose, so I think it is.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, you make a good
point. It's a moose and a deer.
Although,
it's like, that's Canadian.
Most European names will have a coat of arms attached to them. I think there's a website you can check it out. Just type in coat of arms. I don't know if Graw will bring one up. There should be one for Remington.
Should there?
See, there's a couple. Remington family. See, there's like a... Okay, so there's a knight helmet, there's like an eagle, and some sort of dragonfish.
What's the copyright on these things? Because that's pretty kick-ass.
Well, there's no copyright. I own it, man.
So we can use that for stuff?
Well, I can. You can't. Don't touch it. That's mine.
Why didn't we know about this before the battle rap came out?
Oh, that would have been wicked.
We could have had our coat of arms. I want to see the Graw one.
Yeah, let's see. Because, well, Graw, like, this is going to sound really mean and rude, but is that even a real name? No offense, Ben.
Well, hey. Let's find out if it has a coat. It has a coat of arms. It's real. Graw. Belgium.
It kind of looks like a bunch of penises on a shield.
It really does. What the hell? Why is mine a bunch of dicks?
Yeah, Graw coat of arms. You're right. This is the family.
I'm trying to zoom in close enough.
Try and prove they're not. It might be like squids or catfish. I'm just going
to
go with it.
It looks like sideways trees a little to me. It's not a penis. It's just a hard piece of wood.
It just kind of looks like a penis. It's got some nubs on the end. You've got a different helmet to me too. That's cool.
Yeah, we're not using it. It has dicks on it.
No, we are definitely using it now.
Hold on, there's another one. Then it's McGraw, and that's in Ireland, Scotland.
That's getting further away from where... That's McDowell.
Damn it, why does mine have penises?
I'm glad we checked this.
I can't find another coat of arms. It's just like...
No, you're penis McGraw.
The best way to describe the Graw family is we're a bunch of dicks.
It's a tri-dick family.
Oh, it's three penises too. It's not even one penis.
It's not just one solid. Just to let you know, it's not like, oh, I'm proud of my penis. It's like there's a lot of sausage going on in that group.
I don't like this game anymore. Oh, there's another one here that has like a Welsh dragon, I think. Yeah, I know, but it's got an E on the end. Just boom.
No, Ben. No, you're a bunch of penises. You and your whole family is a big group of penises smooshed on a shield. And that's Wiki Review's official stance.
Official stance.
Can we go back and redo the rap now? You have a great idea there, Ben. I think we got to do this.
You're like, I'm already going for rap battle number two.
I'm writing some stuff up. Tridick over here. Ben Tridick Graw. That was a happy surprise.
No, it wasn't. Bullshit to you. Because what was yours? Yours actually had cool shit.
Actually, that one's plain. But there's another one that has Remington Family, which has a fish on it and an
eagle.
It
has like a dragonfish and an eagle and like some
fire.
Yeah, you got the fish and the
fire. That's Remington again? That's...
You got a lot of fish.
A lot of fish. I don't know what that... Well, because Remington's English Viking. My ancestors were the ones who took the trip over from Denmark or whatever, raped and pillaged, and then were too lazy to take the boat ride back. Stuff it. We'll just live here. I don't care.
See, this one seems like whoever's symbol the blue and white stripes is, your people don't like them.
Yes, it's a horizontal blue and white stripes with a big red stripe going through it, like a no smoking sign.
It's like you've got someone else's logo and just put a stripe through it. The thing about us is we just hate these people.
Is the blue and white stripes a coat of arms? It was. We fixed them.
Until the Remingtons got there.
Well, that's it. They were the English Vikings. They rocked up. They destroyed a town and then went, yeah, it's ours now. So yeah, Rap Battle 2 shall be coming out soon. Check out our coat of arms.
So you're a dragonfish and I'm a bag of dicks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
Which, wasn't that already obvious? Garth Dragonfish Remington.
My coat of arms is a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks, Ben.
No, that's my coat of arms.
Put that, wear that on your shield with pride. Maybe it was to create confusion amongst the enemy, because they'd be like, go out there and just hit him with your sword and your axe. Just hit him right in the dick. And they're like, well, if we put him on the shield, you know, huh?
So you guys did 2 episodes about this chick? Because I gotta tell you, man, I'm struggling.
I know. I'm so glad I didn't have to do any research. I mean, it's the same as what we do here. Okay, if it wasn't for, like, bag of dicks, Graw, we probably wouldn't be able to do this page.
Should have just done the page for porn.
There would be a page for porn, wouldn't there? It never occurred to me. I mean, I know there are porn pages, like lots of them.
But you're not allowed to have pornography on
Wikipedia. But that'd be like, you know, what it is. That would be the most interesting, like, what pictures... Ban. Okay, it's just an XXX symbol.
Or something.
An oil lamp that's probably dirty by reference. Laws and some shop front that were mannequins.
Something that used to be
considered porn because it was a drawing.
But now it's not. Yeah, it all seems pretty tame.
Yeah. All right, so that...
You know how that episode would turn out, though, if we did the porn episode. It goes off page quite a lot on that.
There's going to be a lot of... Ben, can you just leave the room for a second? Usually we check things out on YouTube. Ben, I'm sure you can tell us the best... better sites to go to for checking out the references and links. No, forget that, man.
I'll just do Pornhub, not the Wikipedia page for Pornhub, literally Pornhub.
I can see this in the future. You're going to be like, all right, I figured out where all the links to all the porn sites are on Wikipedia. So guys, strap yourself in. Ben's in charge. There's a reason we have 3 dicks on our shield. All hard. Some hard wood.
Yeah, they're all hard. None of them are flaccid. And they're all good size. I got to say that.
I will give you that. Although you don't actually get to see the size. Like, it depends on the size of the shield.
Just give me this, man.
I'll give you their proportional. And at least they don't, like, have an odd angle. Like, they're pretty straight. They do look like they'd have some girth. Proportional, if you found someone the same size as you, it would be a nice proportional.
Well, compared to the helmet, so that's a head.
Compared to a helmet. Okay, I'll give you that. I will graciously give you that you're 3 dicks, which means 2 of those dicks aren't yours.
It's the Graw family. It runs in the family.
Maybe it means that you've got, like, you know, your dick is, like, the value of 3. That's right.
We fuck a lot.
3 times, baby. We can enter you 3 times at once. That's how we do the Graw style.
It stands for the 3 holes.
Or the mythical 4th one behind the knee.
All right.
So,
do you want to rate this episode? Do you want to rate this?
What are we rating? The Mary Pickford? Because we don't rate episodes. We rate pages. We looked at Mary Pickford after Ben having his little hissy fit and then bag of dicks.
Yeah, this is a different episode now. We started off.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, redo.
Redo. No, that's redo. Mulligan. None of that happened.
None of that happened. Mulligan. Okay.
Oh, that was last episode.
Okay, so, well, we should rate Mary Pickford, I think, with our extensive in-depth look into it. To be honest, I think we've captured it succinctly. We didn't go over and over. We didn't do, like, you know, 2 episodes on it. Who the hell would do that? Why would you waste so much time of people when we did that in, what, like, 10 minutes, I'm pretty sure?
Yeah.
Perfectly on topic.
Yeah, 2 episodes is a lot for this. I'm even worried if people are going to download this episode. They go, who the hell is Mary Pickford? Ugh.
Yeah.
We've only done 1 other person, and that was David Icke.
Well, to be fair, that was a great episode of someone you should be aware of.
Oh, he's crazy. He's awesome. You've got to hear that episode. Lizard people. He thinks the world is lizard people.
Well, you know that whole lizard people thing? He invented that. It's crazy. But yeah, that was a guy that people went, I don't know who that is, but they're glad they know about it. Mary is like someone we should all be ashamed that we don't know who she is, but who gives a crap, right? David Icke's around and causing all kinds of problems. She's buried in the annals of history.
Look, she died rich. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, she was washed up. Yeah, it was hard. But that happens to pretty much every celebrity. Very little are able to hang on until they die. You got your millions of dollars. You saved your money. You did well. Mm. Just be happy.
She invested in props. She invested wisely. So she did all right. And I think the consensus of Wiki reviewers, she had the best possible death you could have.
Yeah, she's a legend. She lived a perfect life.
Perfect life. Came up from the gutter, became megastar, and then died the way that we can only dream of dying.
Because on top of that, not only like burning out and dying that way, starting like dirt poor and then becoming excessively rich, that's the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
People respect that.
Yeah, you didn't squander your family's fortune. You created a fortune so that you could be drunk. I'm counting my pennies. The second I've accumulated enough money that I can go, all right, I can be drunk for the rest of my life, I'm stopping. And the way that works is it's actually a much shorter life if I just drink constantly, so more achievable than you'd imagine. Okay, so we should rate this. Ben, what do you think? What did you rate of this page?
What I'm going to rate this page is, let's see, she was born, well, I'll do it out of 1920, because that seems to be when she sort of did it. Yeah, her heyday. It was in the 20s. I mean, it was a little after the 20, like 25, but we'll do it out of 1920. Out of that, I would probably only give her like 700. And only because I'm rating her Wikipedia page. And
yeah, a lot's lost without the audio, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm rating a Wikipedia page and it's boring. It's stupid. Nobody cares about you, Mary Pickford. Your day was over.
No one will ever do a podcast about you, let alone two or three.
You're obscure and very little people are going to know who you are and even less people are even going to care.
Yeah, and you died rich, so we kind of hate you.
But I do give her the 700 points and that goes to her personally because I like her for setting up a great life model for me. She is a perfect role model and example. And I hope to be like you someday, Mary. You're a legend.
Mary Pickford. Poor Wikipedia page. Great life role model. If she was my life coach, my shit would be on track, man.
To go as high as possible and then to crash as hard as possible.
Yes.
That's the goal.
That is the goal. We need to set up those pins to knock it down hard. All right. I would rate this a Canadian out of a possible Buddy Rogers. Because Buddy Rogers, legend, sick man, briefly married to her. But she's Canadian. So, you know, like, it's like, well, yeah, she's famous, but like, who gives a crap?
She's Canada famous.
Exactly. That's like Dave Hughes famous. Everyone in Australia knows who Dave Hughes is, but you go outside of Australia, people are like, who? Hmm. What? And they listen to him and go, and he's supposed to be funny? And I'm not even dissing Dave Hughes. He's a great man. I think he's hilarious, but no one outside Australia gets him.
Yeah, all our international listeners have no idea who you're talking about right now.
Exactly.
He's a comedian that none of you know about.
For a very good reason. And if you're in Australia, no matter where in Australia you are, you'd be like, oh yeah, Hughesy. Oh, he's a top bloke, that fella. And he is. So yeah, Canadian out of possible Buddy Rogers, because yeah, the Wikipedia page kind of sucks. We're not going to read any of it. It all seems... Although, I do give her points for having cool parties. Like we said, great social life. She had the coolest... She had Albert Einstein come to her house to party. And then she just went, screw it. I don't want to hang out with anyone.
Sounds like after they left, the party really started.
That's right. Now I can finally drink hard. And I mean, and I wouldn't even say it's like, oh, after having parties that great, nothing would compare. I think she had the greatest people in the world come to the party and she's like, you know what? I think I prefer just drinking them by myself. That's way more fun. We salute you, Mary Pickford, for giving us the greatest goal we could possibly have.
After this episode, I kind of feel like a beer.
I know. You know, after the Ain't It Rich podcast, I think I'd do better drinking during this.
After listening to it, no, you don't.
Yeah, no, I felt good at the time. But yeah, I think, well, we can't drink yet until we make some money. We're too poor, Ben, and we got to start giving things away for free.
We will say that because we did have a lot of fun at their expense there, but you were on the podcast Ain't It Rich, and what were the episodes?
Okay, so the episodes were called Mary Pickford, part 1 and part 2. You should definitely check it out. I'm on it. What more do you need? I mean, if you're listening to this, you're clearly listening to it for me.
So why wouldn't you want more Garth?
That's right. That's all the mail we get from people is, hey, can we get more Garth? It's not like he talks over Ben enough.
That is such bullshit. We do not get any mail.
Well, you don't. I get a lot of it.
No, but it was episode 25 and 26 of Ain't It Rich.
You should check it out and check out the rest of the podcast because they do a lot of them where they get a lot of great comedians on. Mickey and Ari are hilarious people. They do a great job of a podcast. They have a very professional setup. I enjoyed it greatly. If you're a comedian, ask them to get on it because it's a lot of fun. And they've had really good comedians come on and like rock the house. Check it out. Yeah, I like those guys. I'm glad I did it. Pedophile references and all.
Yeah, you're done with that plug.
Did I go a little too long? Hey, I said Wiki Review 56 times on theirs. And then you reviewed it and we just did what, like another 50? I think we can mention theirs at least a couple of times. I don't think we can.
I'm sure Mickey enjoyed that blowjob there.
Did you feel that, Mickey? There you go.
But no, you were funny on it.
Thank you!
Despite the way how I made that sound.
What was that, like an hour and a half to get to that, Ben? You edited it very succinctly. You had to work around a lot of laughs.
And you know when Garth says a good joke, because he does punctuate it with Wiki Review.
Wiki Review. In fact, I'd like anyone who's listening, if you could start incorporating that into daily life. Anytime anyone laughs, just go Wiki Review. Not only will you get a second laugh, but people will go, what? Yeah, oh, it's a podcast. It's great. You should check it out.
Punctuates a joke. Punctuate. Wiki Review.
Wiki Review. Wiki Review. Have we advertised our own podcast on our own podcast enough?
Yeah, I think people who are listening know how to download the podcast.
Yeah, I think we're advertising to the wrong group. This demographic may be covered.
What other advertising have we got? We got listen to our rap battle and also check out our comedy show. It's on the 6th of January.
Check it out. We got a great lineup. It's going to be really awesome.
It's in West Ipswich. It's a delightful place, despite what Garth says.
That was a different podcast. I don't listen to that.
Yeah.
No, it's a really awesome free entry, 8 p.m. That's really good. I'm sure we have other things going on. I'm doing gigs around all the time. Ben's got a lot of videos coming up very shortly. I don't know when they're coming out. They're in the works.
Check out us on Facebook, Humidor, and Wiki Review,
obviously, as well as check out humidor.com.au. That's where you can get this podcast directly, or there's going to be some other fun things coming up in the next couple of months.
All right, and to those who haven't stopped listening after we immediately started plugging everything, we'll wrap up the show there. I've been Ben Graw.
I've been Garth Remington.
And we'll see you next time.
Email us at wikireviewpodcast@gmail.com. Theme is I Live for the Bass Drum, provided by our buddy DJ Searle. All other music by Matt Graw.
Yeah.